Rashar says that in terms of the Amud Hanan and the Amud HaEsh, which is the Torah Shebichtav and the Torah Shebaalpeh, this is another twist. He says, Esek HaTorah Yeh B'Torah Shebichtav U'B'Torah Shebaalpeh V'Heim HaMudim HaLchim Lefnei HaMata Shel Adam. HaMita Shel Adam. In other words, after a person passes on and they bring his coffin to burial, then what's going to escort him? It's going to be the Esek of Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebaalpeh. And he says the Amud Hanan, which goes in front of Machne Yisrael in the Midbar, that's Torah Shebichtav. And the Amud HaEsh is Torah Shebaalpeh. And these are the Amudim HaHolchim Lefnei Mitosu Shel Adam She'Asak Bahem. If a person was dedicated to the study of Torah, these are the two Amudim, the pillars that escort him in his last journey on this world. The Ashrei Lemisha Zochel Azeh. How lucky and fortunate is he who merits this. The Inyan Torah Shebichtav Hu Esek Limud Hayom. The Torah Shebaalpeh Hu Esek Limud Halayla. Lokein Holach Amud HaAnan Shu Torah Shebichtav Yomom. Vanun Amud HaEsh Shu Torah Shebaalpeh Balayla. So again, that's a little bit different than what we've said until now. We were assuming that it was Moshe Rabbeinu's tzivui to go forward and leave the Amud Hanan behind him. That was Torah Shebaalpeh. We never said that Torah Shebaalpeh and Torah Shebichtav splits into the two Amudim, where the Amud Hanan is Torah Shebichtav and the Amud HaEsh is Torah Shebaalpeh. That's a new chiddush. Now, in the Medrash, it says, Vayhi Sham, and this is in Parshas Kitisa, Vayhi Sham Hashem Arboim Yom Varboim Laila, Minayin Hayu Yodea Moshe, Amos Hayom, the Amos HaLaila, El Shakodesh Baruch Hayim Alamdo Torah Shebichtav, that was during the day, and he taught him Torah Shebaalpeh, which is Mishnah and Talmud, that was at night. And from this you could learn that the Amud HaAnan, which went in front of them during the day, that was Torah Shebichtav. The Amud HaEsh, which escorted them at night, that's Torah Shebaalpeh. So perhaps this would shed a light on the Nesiyas HaAmud HaAnan v'Amud HaEsh Milfnei Machne Yisrael, that both the Amudim were Machorehem, and this is teaching us because that Chachmei HaTorah, and we're talking about Torah Shebaalpeh, they stand kaviyochel in front of the Torah, and the Torah goes behind them, and the Torah, so to speak, follows the leader, and the leader is the Chachmei HaTorah, the Torah Shebaalpeh, that's going to lead the Torah Shebichtav behind them. Again, if you identify the Amud HaAnan as Torah Shebichtav. And we find the very famous Gemara Bava Metzia Nuntes about Tanur Shalach Noi, that Rabbi Eliezer declares, "Im halacha kamosi min hashamayim yochichu, yotza baskol v'yomer malachem eitzah Rabbi Eliezer, shalacha kamosi b'chol mokom, omer Rabbi Shua Meraglav, omer lo b'shamayimi." We're not going to follow the baskol. Shekvar nitnu Torah mihar Sinai, eino mashgichu b'baskol. Shekvar kasav tovar Sinai, b'Torah achrei Rabbim lahatos. And Ashkechei Rabbi Noson Lelio Omele Mai Ovid Kutshabricha by Shait Omele Kochiach Vi Omer Nitzchuni Bonai Nitzchuni Bonai. So again, in this explanation of the Chasam Sofer that we presented, as far as the Halicha of Bnei Yisrael following in the mandate of Moshe Rabbeinu into the Yam, even though the Anani HaKovid were going behind them in the opposite direction, Me'achorei Machne Yisrael, that integrates very beautifully with another piece in the Chasam Sofer, in the Torah Moshe, where he explains three psukim in the parasha of Shmos Yudalid. It says, Uparu Hikriv Vayisu bnei Yisrael say nehem, vehine Mitzrayim no seach reyem, vayiru ma'od, vayitzaku bnei Yisrael Hashem, vayomer Hashem Moshe matitzak elai, daber bnei Yisrael yiso, vayasa, vayisa malach alokim, haolich lifnei machne Yisrael, vayelich alach reyem, vayisa amud hanan mifneihem, vayamod meach reyem. And basically the Chasam Sofer says that there are two approaches to Avodas Hashem. One approach is that when Bnei Yisrael are following in the footsteps of Hashem and they want to fulfill His Ratzon, as it says, Achrei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu, but there's another way, and it's even greater, this goes back to the Avos HaKadoshim, that you can go Lifnei Hashem, like Elokim Asher Salach Ishalchu Avosai Lifanov Avram Yitzchak. That's the declaration of Yaakov. And one is connected to the other. In other words, you'll find when you say zelu matze, you mean that the negative side is and the tumor side is like the flip, the opposite, the antonym of the positive side of the Tara. So the Bali Avera, on the one end, one approach is that they go and follow the Atzas Yetzer. They follow Samuel, the Nochash HaKadmoni, etc. That's a pitui. They get seduced to do a varavera. And they listen to the voice and go by him. There's another way that Rishoyim are even worse than that. And they're makdim l'leches lifnei ha-Samuel, lifnei ha-Yetzahar. B'rod v'b'chol mini drachim l'mali tavas alima. It's not just the Yetzahar tempts them and pulls them and allures them, but they themselves are going forward in front of the Yetzahar. They just have their own inner motivation to find different ways of fulfilling their pleasures. Now when Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, they were on the lowest level. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holich lifneim v'amud hanan yomam v'amud eish laila. And that's what the pasuk means when it says uparo hikriv v'yisu bnei Yisrael aseneim v'hine Mitzrayim noseach rehem. And Rashi says ro sar shel Mitzrayim noseach min hashamayim lazor l'mitzrayim. So the Ksam Sofer adds, Hine Amitzvim Noseach Rehem. Hine Mitzrayim Noseach Rehem. That Klal Yisrael saw the sorrow Shel Mitzrayim, who was Achrehem. He was behind the Chel Paro. Because Paro and his Chayil were going forward with their rishus, that as we said before, the most intense level of rishus when you go before, and you even go before the Sar Shel Mitzrayim. And then Bnei Yisrael were not on such a great madrega of Kedusha that they could go in front of Hashem. They could only go behind Hashem. And therefore, Yitzaku Bnei Yisrael Hashem, Tzaku B'tzar Gadol, Al She'enom B'madrega Zu, Mitzad HaKedusha, Lo Leches Lifnei Hashem. Well, okay, we ran out of time. I'm just going to have to stop here, and if you get a chance to look this over, maybe next week we'll get a chance to learn it together. I don't know. I'm going to be in transit, but we'll see. So everyone should have a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, and Lehitraot, we'll get together again.